the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump joked at Sunday's memorial for Charlie Kirk that the difference between him and the slain conservative activist is that Kirk did not hate his political opponents, and the president does. He has pressured the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against some political enemies. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy tells ABC,
"There are just two standards of justice now in this country. If you are a friend of the president, a loyalist to the president, you can get away with nearly anything, including beating the hell out of police officers. But if you are an opponent of the president, you may find yourself in jail."
Washington Post reports the administration is going to suggest a link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism, but no known medical studies have proven acetaminophen use in pregnant women is a cause. A number of close U.S. allies, including the U.K., announced they're recognizing a Palestinian state. That'll be a main topic at this week's United Nations General Assembly. This is ABC News. Ryan Ruth's trial continues today in Florida. He was the man accused of plotting to kill then-candidate Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last year. And even though Ruth faces life in prison and is not a lawyer, he is representing himself in court. He's expected to call just three witnesses. Airports across Europe are trying to get back to normal after a cyber attack late last week, says ABC's James Longman.
This all started with that hacking on Friday of the check-in systems. It meant essentially that the kiosks and bag drop facilities at these airports became disabled. It meant thousands of passengers saw their flights cancelled or delayed, huge lines everywhere, many passengers having to check in manually.
Brussels, the most affected airport, and today there are nearly 200 delays. Karen Reed due back in court today. She's the woman acquitted of murdering her Boston police officer boyfriend, but is now facing a civil suit filed by his family. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A former Green Bay school board member was charged with two felonies last week for allegedly getting elected to the board while not being a resident of the district. Kyle Lee resigned last May after a Green Bay Press Gazette story appeared to provide evidence Lee might not live in the school district then or when he campaigned and won his board seat in spring of 2024. State law requires a school board candidate to be a resident of the school district for at least 28 consecutive days before filing their declaration of candidacy. If you'd like to see Jimmy Kimmel back on the air, now's your chance to have your voice heard. An online petition is circulating criticizing the recent move by ABC to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air after he made remarks in his monologue regarding the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing. The petition cites First Amendment protections, saying the right to openly critique and question one's government is a cornerstone of democracy. It goes on to say that the Trump administration censoring Jimmy Kimmel has grave implications for the future of free speech and democracy. The petition is circulating all around social media and posted online at Care2, the petition site. There's a push for some new laws farmers say could help diversify their income while keeping rural traditions alive. One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to three paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income. Under the proposal, farmers could allow people to put up a tent in their pastures. Some even suggest the idea of bringing in a small trailer, allowing people to pick up farm-fresh eggs in the morning and enjoy a farm breakfast. Sheila Everhart is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This new law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just 6 events each year and requiring liquor licenses. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime, at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Vellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the good news is for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, like, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, you know, the team. You know, the biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
On and off showers and thunderstorms still today. Heavy at times with hail and high winds possible. We could see some heavy rainfall as well. High temperatures today reach the low 70s and tomorrow slide to the upper 60s. Spotty showers may still linger through Wednesday, then we dry out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. You got a ticket to ride from the Beatles, and we've got your tickets coming up to the Green Bay, Minnesota game in November with our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. Another keyword coming up at 11.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM. Girl, I can't let you do this. Let you walk away. Girl, how can I live through this?
Baby, I can't make it without you.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. It's Laura McKenna here. With football season in full swing, I thought the scary movie about football, Him, would have done better in the weekend box office, but a little lower than expected, about $13.5 million. Is it just bad timing because it's going against the anime movie Demon Slayer, which came in at number one again for a second weekend, bringing in $17 million more dollars, taking it to the top grossing anime movie of all time worldwide with about $555 million. But could all of these movies have made more if it wasn't for Taylor Swift? Everybody's always looking at a way to blame this girl for everything. That's coming up before 11 right here on WGBW.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Another sad day. I seen a lot of girls assisting. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet, I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now, how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now, another fella told me. Sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some.
That's Sam Cooke on Local News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. We promise you a local news update every half hour, and the next one is on the way shortly.
Over Bridge of Sighs, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there? What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be cool?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
That's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I got you, joy.
hold my hand. I got you to understand. I got you to walk with me. I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold inside. I got you to I won't let go. I got you to love me so.
Babe, it's Sonny and Cher on Local News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Connie Feldman and our news crew working so hard for you in the WGBW newsroom with another local news update.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
There was no Packers home game at Lambeau yesterday, but the stands were still a buzz of activity. Green Bay honored America's fallen fire heroes with the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau. 24 years ago, hundreds of heroes climbed the World Trade Center and never returned. Over the weekend, people in Green Bay completed the climb. Those brave heroes began on September 11, 2001. Each year, people are invited to Lambeau to climb 110 stories, the height of the Twin Towers. All proceeds go to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. The fall agricultural tourism season is underway, and farmers are asking lawmakers to consider two tourism-related measures next month. Terry Barr explains.
One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to three paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income.
This would allow farms to allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping, or bring in a self-contained trailer and park that on the farm when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
Sheila Everhard is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This newer law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just six events every year and requiring a liquor license. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October.
With news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
On and off showers and thunderstorms still today. Heavy at times with hail and high winds possible. We could see some heavy rainfall as well. High temperatures today reach the low 70s and tomorrow slide to the upper 60s. Spotty showers may still linger through Wednesday, then we dry out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
So long, so long.
City Woman on local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, gearing up for another Go for the Green and Gold keyword coming up at 11 o'clock, where you can win gold jewelry, green money, tickets to see Green Bay in Minnesota. Download that Civic Media app and get ready to text and win at 11.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with her kiss. You got to me, it brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got
control.
You got to me.
You got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on now.
You got to me.
Say you got to me now. Oh, a little bit, come on now. You got
to me. Local news and time.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll.
sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. It is spooky movie season. For me, that's like year-round. But for most people around, you know, the fall months, scary movies are the thing to do. I would like to see the scary football movie Him that's in theaters. Didn't really do as well as they thought. But if you had trouble buying tickets to any movie over the weekend, just blame Taylor Swift. I mean, why not just blame that girl for everything? But honestly, Swifties did crash a lot of movie theater apps this past weekend when the announcement of Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl album release movie was going to go for sale. And so, of course, everybody swarmed the apps and the theater websites and crashed a lot of them. They have them up and running again, but you would think if Taylor Swift is involved in any sort of ticket sale, that the ticket place would be ready for that. But I mean, we have not learned, apparently.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
WGBW.
It's the Four Tops on Local News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. I've got another 11 o'clock keyword for you to go for the green and gold with our Text to Win contest. All you need is that Civic Media app. If you have it already, you're good to go. Keep it here. Another keyword on the way. If you don't, download it for free.
She's got
keep you informed with local news, and the timeless hits will keep you entertained. The best of both worlds. Both worlds on 97.9 FM WGBW.
From your eyes, girl, I don't wanna.
The smooth sounds of Stevie Wonder on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's promising an announcement today regarding autism. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to an increased risk of autism in children. David Mandel is a University of Pennsylvania psychiatry professor and an autism expert. He says,
I'm very concerned that women who experience fevers will elect not to treat that fever because we know the fever is associated with poor child outcomes.
Tylenol's manufacturer says science has not shown such a link. The new U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, appeared before the Security Council today, which met an emergency session over Russia's recent incursion into Estonian airspace. The main topic of this week's U.N. General Assembly expected to be Gaza, as multiple Western allies announced they'll recognize a Palestinian state. And the Federal Trade Commission taking Amazon to trial, saying it tricked people into signing up for Prime and made it hard to cancel. This is ABC News. The Army released the names of the four soldiers killed last week when their military helicopter crashed near Joint Base Lewis-McChord, about 10 miles south of Tacoma, Washington. Chief